Scientists say a woolly mammoth, which was discovered in Russia last year, is so well preserved that its DNA could be used. So could the mammoth be cloned?
But there are lots of moral questions, because cloning, of any sort of cloning, is it's a tricky business. So, you know, it's delicate stuff. It's delicate stuff. But what was fascinating was how seriously it was being taken by, you know, scientists.
Now, do you own any second-hand books? Have you ever wondered who owned them before you?
I had the idea for secondhand stories when I was reporting about a great auction week they had about 10 years or so ago. What I realised was that in every catalogue, it tells you where the picture or the sculpture comes from, who used to own it. So shouldn't that be worth something?
So you turned to your own books, your classics books, as a result of having studied Greek and Latin.
I sat down, I looked through all of them and took out the ones which had people's names written in them.
And was it difficult to identify the previous owners?
Sometimes it was really easy identifying the previous owners, because you could go back to their college if they were at Oxford or Cambridge, because they keep very good records. Other times it required really assiduous Googling.
So where did your searches take you?
They took me around the world. They took me to the most fascinating people.
And how much were you able to find out about those people?
So the people who were alive, I went and spoke to. The people who were dead, I spoke to their families, their relatives, their friends, and did some archive research.
And that took you to some quite strange places?
Yes, I woke up one morning in a nunnery north of Manchester.
As you went along in this search, trying to identify the previous owners, did it give an extra meaning to these books?
Completely. It's exactly what I hoped for, to learn more about these books and the people who own them and, you know, become part of their story, and they become part of my story. And every book I now own, it fills me with so much more interest and, you know, some pride sometimes.
I mean, do you feel that they're more valuable as a result?
They're more valuable to me. I'm not sure any of them are going to be worth thousands of pounds, but they're very valuable to me. Huge sentimental value.
Josh Sparrow talking to Julian Marshall about his book, Secondhand Stories.